refugee and asylum status will benefit from the right to education, health, employment protection, and social assistance. And the Angolan state will attribute to them land so that they can build, self-build their own houses and undertake agricultural activities. We, in general, would be pleased to draw the attention of the international community to the fact that the resources available to this are insufficient, and we cannot cover the needs of the humanitarian assistance through or beyond the month of December 2017. We share the idea according to which the international solidarity efforts toward refugees should mean that governments should step up their efforts to provide financing in a timely manner and a predictable manner. This should also bring investment into the host countries, ensuring also that we ensure the refugees have a right to life, to study, and to thus have the possibility to rebuild their lives. It is for this reason that we hail the adoption by the ILO of a new norm that recognizes the essential importance of the responsibility sharing, particularly through strengthened cooperation and international solidarity. This would support the LDCs and the developing countries that receive many refugees. Madam Chair, in conclusion, we cannot but state that the international community runs a great risk, a greater risk, that is, if the resources made available to humanitarian assistance remain insufficient when it comes to managing the migrant and refugee crisis. Having said this, it is essential that the international community can also find solutions to the deep causes of the flow of refugees and migrants. I thank you.